We have so many Vietnam veterans committing suicide. We have so many Vietnam veterans still tortured by their wartime experiences. And now is the time that we can prevent this from happening all over again if we only pay attention and act.
Aaron Glantz, I want to thank you for being with us, and Matthew Shirou as well. That does it for our broadcast. The War Comes Home and Winter Soldier are their books. I'll be in Washington with Marion Wright Edelman tomorrow night. Go to our website, thedemocracynow.org. Thanks for joining us.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York. Hi, I'm Emmanuel Goldstein. You probably know me from such programs as Off the Wall, which air here on WUSB. In fact, it's airing tonight in just a couple of minutes. We have a special program for you tonight. And I just wanted to step in here before the special program begins to ask for your help in supporting this radio station. What we'll be airing tonight is a mini-documentary on what happened last week in New York City with the election of Barack Obama. That will be running for about 45 minutes or so. But the important thing to remember is that WUSB exists to bring you programs like the one you just heard and the one you're about to hear, but that kind of thing doesn't come easy. Doesn't come easy to run a radio station like this, which is why we need to occasionally ask our listeners for their help in keeping the place running. And we have lots of bills to pay. We don't pay people, we just pay for the utilities and to keep the equipment working so that we can continue to bring you these programs. Now, what we've done, we have a bunch of special premiums that we're offering only for this hour. In fact, this is the last of the three fundraising shows that we'll be doing here on Off the Wall, so this is your last opportunity to take advantage of these offers. We always get email from people after the show saying, can we please get these offers now, and we can never allow that because it only takes place between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays when we're doing fundraising. Here's the deal. The phone number is 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB. We're offering two special premiums that are only offered during this hour. The first one is a clothing special, which gives you a WUSB hooded sweatshirt, a 2600 magazine hooded sweatshirt, that's two hooded sweatshirts, and a 2600 magazine t-shirt. That's all about telephone company security. You can get that for a pledge of $75 if you call 631-632-9872. Again, 631-632-WUSB. The second pledge level that we have is a really special deal that everybody wants, and we just will not be able to give out after tonight. For a pledge of $250, which might sound like a lot of money until you realize what you get for that. Well, in addition to getting a radio station continuing to come your way, you will get no less than 100 DVDs. 100 DVDs of last July's Hope Conference, Hackers on Planet Earth. It took place at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, and every single one of those 100 DVDs has got some interesting material, some fascinating material, material that people fight all over the world to get a hold of, whether it be information on telephone systems, computers, private eyes, lockpicking, social engineering. There are so many different aspects to the hacker world, and it's all reflected one way or another on those discs. Now, even if you were at the conference and you got to see talks the entire time, there's no way you could have seen everything. And this is your opportunity to get everything. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB, $250 pledge, 100 DVDs, $75 pledge, two hooded sweatshirts, and a t-shirt. It's a good deal all around. Please let your friends know. There's only about 56 minutes left before these special deals expire. Now, if you have absolutely no interest in any of that, hard to believe, but it is possible, you can still call and pledge different amounts. There are Tally volunteers standing by who will tell you all kinds of other things that we have, all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia, all kinds of compact discs and tickets and coupons and all sorts of things. It's amazing what we have here. But you got to call 631-632-9872. Let us know that you're out there, that this radio station means something to you. If you just listen to Democracy Now!, you've probably heard something that you won't hear anyplace else. Now, Spiny Norman has just barged into the studio. I've talked to you about that. If you're here, that means that there aren't calls in there.
I know.
What's going on? What are you doing wrong?
Well, it's not just me in there. We have a whole host, a gaggle, if you will.
Oh, look, there's more people in there.
More people in there.
That looks like Finn.
So they, you know.
Finn is on at 7 o'clock, but he's not going to come on at 7 o'clock if we don't get any calls. That's right, because we're going to close down. I mean, that's supposed to threaten the listeners, but no, we will. We'll close down the station, we'll turn it off, and lock it forever. Yeah.
And you're recording 631-632
on DVD and 631-632-9872. If we can just get one phone call, we can go into the concert billboard and then the special off the wall presentation for tonight, which I know a lot of people are going to want to hear. It was history in the making in New York City last week, and you'll get to hear it right here on WUSB. 631-632-9872. Look at this. Hear that? That's the sound of nothing. That's the sound of nobody there. It's depressing. I know people are riveted to the radio when Democracy Now! Is on. I see them swerving on the highway whenever Amy makes a point. And you're listening. You're out there. You're out there in your cars. Those of you on the Internet, I know you're out there as well. People are always complaining that the stream doesn't work. Well, you're not complaining tonight, so I know the stream works. 631-632-9872. Come on, get those phones ringing.
What was that special premium that you had?
Which one? We had two.
The one with the 100 DVDs?
100 DVDs. 100 DVDs for a pledge of $250. You won't get that kind of deal anywhere on the planet.
Now, is that DVDs or DVD-Rs?
No, they're DVDs. Real
wow.
DVDs that'll play in your DVD player. That's what it's all about. We had one phone call. Well, we have five lines, folks. Five lines. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the marathon, and we're far short. We're far short of where we have to be. So we need to start raising some funds, and off-the-wall listeners are the people I look to help get the station out of doldrums.
Is Jello Biafra on one of those
Jello
DVDs?
Jello Biafra is on one of the DVDs. I think he might be on two of them. He's one of our regular speakers. We have Stephen Levy, another one of our speakers, Kevin Mitnick. Everybody's got a spot on one of these DVDs.
So Jello Biafra doing something that you can't see anywhere else except on these DVDs.
Exactly. Yeah, he was giving a talk to the audience at the Last Hope conference. So that was a unique talk. It only happened once. It's a very unique world that we have over there. But you got to call within the next. Now it's only 53 minutes. 631-632-9872. I see we have one phone call, but I know there's one more person out there. If one more person out there makes that call,
that means I got to run.
Get Spiny
room.
Out of this room, so he has to answer the phone. That will be the signal for me to move ahead with Concert Billboard and then the special edition of Off the Wall, which you'll be riveted to the radio throughout. But you know what? Even if you are riveted, you can still make a phone call while it's playing. 631-632-9872. And please spread the word. Every phone call makes a difference. Every person out there makes a difference. It's not like other radio stations where you're just a statistic. You're human beings to us, and you matter.
Are those DVDs autographed by you?
No. What are you trying to do to me? 100 DVDs you want me to autograph? Good Lord. 631-632-9872. It's only going to take one person out there, and I know you're that person who has the power. All right? And I don't mean just make the phone ring and make it light up and then hang up and have a good laugh. No. Call up and actually pledge and make a difference, because every single person out here makes a difference. Isn't that what we just learned? Isn't that what we just were taught last Tuesday, that every person matters, every person makes a difference, we can make a change? Well, this is your opportunity to do that, to help this radio station continue and continue bringing you alternative programming, because a lot of what we do today, a lot of the projects that we're involved in, never would have happened were it not for non-commercial radio. It's that inspirational. I know a lot of listeners. Now, Finn's in here, too, which means we have zero calls on the line. What do we got?
Michael.
Michael from...
25.
Wow, awesome. He's got the DVD set. Thank you, Michael. And you're from Brookhaven.
Yep.
Home of the little nuclear thing they got out there.
That's correct.
Yeah, cool.
Go
well, thank you.
Away.
Thank you very much, Michael, for your generous pledge. That definitely makes a big difference. Look at that. Finn is skipping down the hallway. I've never seen him so happy. This is the kind of effect you have on us if you simply show support. It's great to talk into a microphone, but if it's not connected to anything, then you're kind of a lunatic. And that's how we feel sometimes if we don't get any feedback. We don't know if anyone's actually out there if we're just talking to ourselves. We need to know that you're out there.
We know Michael's listening, and we
thank you, Michael. See, Michael has the power to make us feel great, and he did. He really has made me feel great. But I know there's one more person out there. One more person. No matter what you pledge, whether it's $10 or $1,000, doesn't matter. Every caller makes a difference. We take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, all of that. But you got to give a call, 631-632-9872. That includes you people on the Internet and in foreign countries.
So for his pledge, he got over 100 DVDs.
Yep, we're going to make 100 DVDs for him.
Is Scream 4 one of them?
Is what? No, we're not pirating movies. No, it's all for the conference. All for the conference. Here, would you bring that back so we don't lose his place? Thank you. Okay, one more phone call, 631-632-9872. Please don't make me beg, even though that's what I've been doing. And you'll get one of two things. If you decide to go with the special packages that are only available for this hour, you'll get the $250 pledge, you'll get the 100 DVDs like Michael just did. Or for $75, you'll get the three articles of clothing that you can't get anywhere else. Two sweatshirts, one WUSB sweatshirt, one 2600 magazine sweatshirt, and a 2600 magazine T-shirt, the brand new model that just came out about a month or so ago. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB, outside of the country, the country code is 1. And again, every single caller makes a difference. All right, I want to thank those people calling in. We're going to move on to Concert Billboard and then tune in for a special edition of Off the Wall. And while that's on, if you happen to be driving home and you just get to your house then and you want to make the phone call at that point, we'll be here. 631-632-9872. Pledge any amount. There are all kinds of things we have for you. All right, stay tuned for Concert Billboard, followed by Off the Wall.
Hey, it's DJ Av along with
Mrs. Chester
with your WUSB Concert Billboard for
Tuesday, November 11th.
At the Knitting Factory in New York City at 8 p.m., it's the Herblizer.
Sullivan Hall welcomes Ghosts of Eden, Hill Radio, Hope Kills Fear, and Long Island's own STEM.
And Patchogue at the Brickhouse Brewery, it's
The Sun Gets Down at 10 p.m.
If you're a local venue, band, or promoter, you want to get your listings on the Concert Billboard, send an email to scene, that's S-C-E-N-E, at WUSB.FM. As a reminder, we are in the midst of our fall radiothon, so please log on to our website at WUSB.FM or give us a call at 631-632-6901 to contribute. As always, thank you for listening to WUSB Stony Brook and the Concert Billboard.
This is Emmanuel. I'm driving into New York City on Tuesday evening, the 4th of November. I've just finished doing Off the Wall, and right now I'm speeding to New York towards a party that we'll be having, just kind of to celebrate the end of Election Day. But you know what? I think the streets of New York will be a very interesting place should Barack Obama win the White House tonight. And it's actually my hope that he doesn't win too fast, because, I'd like to get there before he wins. I'm there at the actual moment where it's announced that he won, and cheers break out throughout the entire city. That would just be really cool. Of course, I don't know if that's going to happen. People might not even care. You know how New York is. People tend to take things in stride and underreact. So there's really no way to know for sure how people are going to react to this. But I can hope. I can hope that there'll be a moment of history. There'll be maybe a few hours of history tonight. And that's what's on my mind as I speed towards the city. Right now, some places are closing. Some polls have closed already. Indiana is being extended because of problems with the polls, with the voting machines, apparently, or actually with just so many people wanting to vote, which is really pretty cool, I guess. Other states like Kentucky have gone to McCain. Vermont has already gone to Obama, but those are very insignificant at the moment. So the race has not yet been decided. I'm speeding through Nassau County now. I still have to get through Queens before I get to Manhattan, and hopefully there'll be plenty to talk about in this evening still to come. One way or another, though, it's history, and that's what makes life interesting. just got word that Obama has been elected the new president of the United States.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob Barr.
Yeah, we're going to check on Bob Barr's progress, but I don't think he's gonna make it anywhere close. We need to go to the park with champagne.
Yes, let's go.
To the park with champagne is what we need to do.
That's breaking law.
Yeah, but that's what the Obama regime is going to mean for everybody.
It means change.
Everything is going to change. So that means we can go to the park with champagne.
You got glasses?
I think we're going to drink straight out of the bottle.
All right.
But the thing is...
No, do not shake the bottle.
No, the thing is, we might actually wind up outside by ourselves. I don't know how the city is going to react. I assume people are celebrating, but I don't know for sure. So we might just have three bottles of champagne in the park by ourselves.
Oh, you want to, like, walk around?
I want to go into the park.
I don't want to walk around.
But we can walk down Pumpkin Square, St. Mark's, you know, all that kind of stuff. You don't really need a jacket.
National holiday tomorrow.
I think let's go outside with the champagne, yeah.
What's the holiday?
Why not?
Like, legitimately.
Well, let's try it, and if it doesn't work out, we'll come right back.
When the police find us.
Totally.
Yeah, really.
Open container laws. Maybe you shouldn't hold the champagne.
See, you don't drink, so you don't know the laws.
Wait, you can't drink on the street?
No, you can't drink anywhere.
Not even if it's in a bag.
No, it's illegal to drink alcohol in public.
Yes, but if it's covered,
then you're hiding it, but it's still illegal. It's still illegal.
When does public become private?
Bag laws, it's sort of a wink.
Well, I lost my favorite bag.
It's a wink, wink, nod, nod thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe this actually happened.
Yeah, and so soon.
Well, no, it actually isn't that soon. It's after 11, but...
You ate till 4 in the morning.
But still, it's pretty damn cool.
You know why? Because as soon as Virginia went, that was it.
Like, it was hairy. We had to wait for
then we were done. It's
ridiculous. That's true.
You don't need anymore.
How did Florida go?
I hear people celebrating. Hey.
Hey, man, Obama.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
wow. I hear people celebrating. Avenue C and Avenue D. Oh, yeah. And we've got three bottles of champagne. We'll be the most popular people in Tompkins Square Park. Fireworks! Oh, this is what I was hoping for. Oh, yes. People wouldn't have been this happy with Kerry, I'll tell you that.
Party in the park!
Yeah! This is incredible. There's sounds of fireworks and people celebrating throughout the city. No, dude, don't. Unless there's people around. You're not having the dramatic effect unless there's a lot of people around.
Didn't quite have that pop that I was hoping.
Yeah. Wait, how many bottles did you open? You opened all of them?
No, mine's
just one.
How many are open? Two of the three?
Just one.
Okay.
I'm standing in line for the train.
Wow. Let's go to where those people are shouting.
Like
yeah. Let's go there, man. Let's go there.
Let's all get drinking in public citations tonight.
I don't think the cops are even around. Thank you so much.
See, you were mad at me for a second for opening it, but then you were wrong.
Well, no, the drinking part is good. Oh, God, that's good.
Wow.
People honking the horns, fireworks everywhere. Where'd they get the fireworks? Wow. This is exactly what I was hoping for. I wanted to get one of those, like, those long rolls of fireworks.
Woo!
Yeah!
I thought there'd be more people in the park.
Yeah,
they're out in the street. They're not in the park.
Not yet.
This is amazing. This is amazing. Wow, this is what it's like when a dictator gets driven out of power somehow. This is awesome.
Where's the party?
Right here.
Oh. We
got going. We're
going to
fucking
work.
Open the champagne.
I'm going to die. Great.
All right, wow, even the cops are celebrating. Yeah, right on. Don't hit anybody with the cork.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's probably what you want to do. Open it.
And then twist it.
Yeah, and then you're just going to want to pull the cord up. Right.
Be real careful.
Keep your hand over the cord.
I shake it for somebody's eye out. I'm
yeah, shake it.
Shake it.
Why are you shaking champagne?
Shaking that we can't drink it.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
Just don't point it at anyone.
Give it away because it's going to pop.
Just hit somebody.
Pass it around.
Oh, they're fine.
Sure. Passing the champagne around. Is that the bus? Even buses are honking the horns? That's amazing. This is what socialism is all about. Yes.
This really is, like you said, like when you see some dictator overthrown in some country, everybody like goes down the street screaming in their cars.
I've never actually been there when it happened.
This is what it's like.
This is what it's like.
I can see myself moving to Latin America sometime soon.
Yeah.
Like, that's the advantage of living in, like, a non-democracy. You get to party.
You get to occasionally overthrow the dictators. Yeah, that's good. Shall we move on to the next drunken, like, crowd of people?
Yeah.
Let's go this way. I think St. Mark's is a good place to walk down. I have never seen this kind of a reaction in this country before to anything. I mean, this might be equivalent to the Yankees or the Mets winning or something, but to an election, man, this is unbelievable. This not only changes the country, it changes the world.
All right, we need to do a toast, Daniel. This is to our fallen homies, Bob Barr.
Don't spill the champagne on the ground.
No, that's just wrong.
Bob Barr is not worth it.
Another successful election.
You know, let's just stop talking about Bob Barr.
Bob Barr.
Cheers. There's people walking down the street with, like, glasses of champagne. It's so cool. Okay, where's all those drums? That's where we have to be. Dancing in the streets. I've never seen anything like this in New York. In the middle of the avenue.
Yeah,
go in the middle of the avenue.
No,
wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 years. 8 years of suddenly, like, letting it all out.
Moment what the last 8 years have meant. Words can't describe this. Everyone's just like drinking openly in the streets. It's like there's no cops around anywhere. It's like Amsterdam.
And the ones that pass by are like doing their sirens.
This is the most unbelievable. You know, if Kerry had won, I don't think this would have happened. All New Year's I've ever been to.
I haven't seen them burn the Bush effigy yet.
We don't need.
What do you think the reaction would have been if McCain had won the election?
If McCain had won the election, I don't think we'd be seeing this kind of partying in the street.
Do you think there'd be a lot of people in the street?
No, I don't think there'd be many people in the street at all. I think there'd be, like, a lot of people just drinking quietly at home.
Probably.
This is like New Year's Eve in New York. It's the same thing. You got the honking, the screaming, the yelling, the celebration. You don't see this normally.
I've been in New Year's in New York, and it's not as happy as this.
Someone's waving the American flag.
New world, baby! New world! The police have arrived.
All right, we're all getting arrested. You're done with the champagne, right?
Yeah, it's all gone. Except for the one. There's right. We got half
two cops have shown up to quell the crowd of 700 people. Let's see how this goes.
I didn't even notice that.
There's only two cops. Sheriff, you take it.
I'm going to take a bullet for you.
You want to drink some? Or you
yeah, I'm going to drink some.
Okay, drink some.
You know, there are times where people just need to, like, not be afraid anymore, and drinking champagne openly on the street, this is one of those times. Now, there's, like, one cop car, two cops here total.
Let you know.
This is worth it, right?
Definitely.
Look, there's a pot right there and a wooden spoon. Came people on the other side of the park. They're waiting.
Uh-oh. Another police car.
Yeah.
Another police car.
They're not going to hurt.
This is one of those moments where cops realize that they're no match.
Absolutely no match.
They just drive right by and it's over.
They're gone.
How it should be.
The road closed. St. Mark's has just been effectively closed for the past hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's still a people closing.
That's what happens. I'm watching, man. That's what happens.
Get so celebratory, have you?
Yeah,
a lot of African taxicab drivers, too. We're glad that an African-American is, I mean, a truly African-American. I mean, his father was actually born in Africa. So.
Right. What are you saying?
I'm seeing taxi drivers high-fiving people on the street.
Yeah. It's unreal.
This is unreal. The cops are putting on their lights and just driving right by. There's
no police presence at all. So happy that it's just ended finally.
What? 8 years. 8 years.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been prouder at this moment than now.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I think, am I red? Am I like completely red?
No, you're not.
Oh, good.
No.
I feel drunk.
Obama's yeah, I thought you were a socialist.
What?
Obama's starting his reception speech.
Oh, dear.
In there. We got invited in there to go watch it.
Let's all go inside.
Is it just because we have a microphone that we got invited?
All right. I don't know where we're going. Oh, it's the same place. Going down into a basement somewhere. You know, I live here and I've never even seen this place before. All these little nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
Where are we going? What's this crazy, crazy place here? Oh, wow. Sorry.
Is anyone out who still doubt that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy. Tonight is your answer.
Just two cops,
but did they clear the street? I think everybody went inside
the
block.
Well, we all went inside to watch the speech.
The guy in the back of the garbage truck.
I forgot what it was like to have a president who actually knows how to be a public speaker.
Isn't that amazing?
It's an amazing difference.
There we go. The cops are now leaving again. And as soon as the speech ends, the situation is out of hand. But if you look at the faces on the cops, their expressions, they look really befuddled.
Of
because
course.
It's a big crowd, but it's not really an unruly crowd.
Let's get
this
garbage truck to honk the horn.
We just made history. All this happened because you gave your time, talent, and passion to this campaign. All this happened because of you. Thanks, Barack Obama.
Obama
he sent you a text message?
Yeah.
Is it from a short code or what?
Are you more happy because of Obama or more happy because Bush is going?
Probably because of Obama, actually. Yeah. I mean, it was inevitable that Bush was going to end his reign one day. But Obama, he gives a new hope to America.
That's true. That's true.
You do it. I got to ask you.
You still have champagne? Holy crap, I am.
Intentional.
Oh, yeah. To drink on air.
You know what? It's not legal to drink in the street.
No.
It's not legal to drink on air.
No.
But we're doing it anyway. What do you think about that?
That's very brave.
The third bottle is done.
We have three bottles of champagne. We've shared them amongst the people here.
That's a vote for change.
It sure is.
Like the loaves and the fishes, though. We've actually inebriated hundreds of people with these three bottles.
I'd like to think that's true.
But you know what that means? That means we need to head back and head to the real celebration.
Well, we have all kinds of other alcoholic drinks back home.
My favorite thing about this whole thing is just that the car is driving by honking, celebrating. I've given about 5, 6, 10 random high fives to people in their cars, in their taxis.
Off the streetlights.
Wow.
It's insanity.
Let's just do that. Tonight, everything has changed. Everything.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It doesn't.
We did it! We did it! surprised it's going this long. I thought after an hour they just slow down.
Yeah, me too.
It's like a huge sigh of relief. I'm really glad I came up for this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is not to be missed. This is really, truly American history happening.
So much, I'm starting to lose my voice.
Insanity.
It's win-win for everybody.
There is not a cop in sight. The entire street is blocked off. There are cars I'm waiting for 20 minutes or so trying to get by, and they can't. There's just so many people.
But they're not unhappy, are they?
Everyone can't. These guys are high-fiving people.
Yeah. So now, I think the most surprising thing about this whole celebration here is just the complete absence of cops.
Yeah, there's surprisingly few police around.
Yeah. And this is how it is at New Year's, wherever I go overseas. Just people just celebrate. They go mad. There's no cops. Everybody just expresses themselves. And it all kind of works out.
These kinds of things should happen more often for lesser reasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just feel so good. And, yeah. What?
You should get invited to a party. It's the other way.
All right. Total strangers high-fiving and stuff. That's awesome. This is everything I hoped for and more. I guess there's not much in the way of McCain support here in New York City.
Thank goodness for that. I'd hate to live in a state where tomorrow I'd have to explain to all my friends who live abroad why our state voted for the wrong president. Luckily, we don't have to do that. We got it right.
Do you think there are such celebrations going on in Salt Lake City right now?
Probably not. Mm. Go out on a limb and say probably not.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet there are some people in Salt Lake City that are happy right now. And to them, I give you a high five.
Virtual high five.
Hey, what's up? We're on 2nd Avenue now. What's this?
Like I said, I'm not
even... There's a guy on top of a bus?
People on the tracks.
Did you say there's somebody out... There's somebody on top of a bus on 1st Avenue. He's on top of the bus. Okay, awesome. Well, you know, the cops are on 2nd Avenue, but they're not coming down towards 1st. Well, we're walking to 3rd, and we're something on 3rd.
James Cagney moment.
Well, there's not much going on here. We're going to walk to 3rd, and then we're going to turn back. Yeah, wait for us there, because... Well, we saw three cops on 2nd, but they didn't turn towards 1st. They just kept walking. How did somebody get on top of a bus, though? How do you do that?
They obviously had help.
We picked the best intersection.
There was a Bernie. Yeah. On the
There's somebody set up a sofa in the middle of the street. And
There's a sofa in the middle of 1st Avenue?
Yeah, well, off to one side. But he wandered off into that direction. And we left.
How did somebody even get a sofa out there?
No idea. We just turned
around.
Oh,
my God. All right, I just want everybody to know that America can do it just like everybody else. Just give us the chance. And we can be as crazy as everybody else. If nothing else, Obama has given us this. I can hear them shouting from here, though. We're 2 avenues away.
Hypothetical?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obama!
What?
He said, remember 2 blocks ago when everybody cared? Now that's over.
Well, that's probably true. I don't know. It's weird. First Avenue, people seem to care a lot more. I think Second Avenue people start to care. But something like First Avenue.
It's been confirmed. Beeb down in Jacksonville, Florida says they are partying.
Just his group or a lot of people?
The streets are alive with people. There are fireworks going off. There are cars honking their horns.
In Florida?
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow, I'm impressed.
This is a worldwide event. The police officers are on bullhorns trying to control the crowd. There's at least 20 officers here in this one intersection.
Well, this is the intersection to go to, I guess.
Apparently. It's full from blocks in either direction. There's just people crowded on the street.
Uh-oh.
I'm just waiting for the tear gas and the riot shield to come out.
I don't want to be anywhere near that van. That's the van that they take people away in.
No, that's
not a good van.
Trust me, that's not the van they take people away in.
Yeah, that's not the paddy wagon, no.
That's the van they bring a lot of cops in.
Yeah, that's the police taxi. There's a difference.
You're going the wrong way!
There's totally no reason for any kind of interference here. It's incredible how quickly it goes from no police presence to a complete police occupation. All kinds of cops around here now.
Well, how many do we need to keep the street?
Well, there were none here before, and everything was fine.
True.
Everything was not fine.
At first it was, we're happy, everyone's celebrating, everyone's happy. Then it was, we're happy, we're in the way. And eventually the whole square was crowded. And I have no problem with that, but you have to understand, it's New York City. You can't stand in the middle of an intersection and expect everything to be all right.
Once every 8 years you can do that.
You can't do that in New York City. It is an impossibility.
But you know what? It's happening, and...
Well, it did happen. It's over now. The police are here.
We're surviving. It's not that big a deal.
This is not like the protests of the war in Iraq.
It's not a protest. It's a celebration.
I know it's a celebration, but it's not the same. It's not frivolous arrests based on the fact that, we want these protests out of the way. It's just keeping the streets... clear.
It's like St. Mark's is once again closed off.
Yeah.
There's just hundreds of people in the streets once again. First Avenue is still open. But the cops can't seem to move everyone out of the way.
Everybody passing by is extremely happy. Anybody being blocked by pedestrians is not really that upset.
There's not that New York aggravation of not being able to move. It's everyone is honking their horns, high-fiving people, yelling, screaming.
No, this is unreal.
It is unreal. This is not the New York I know.
Find me an unhappy person. Go ahead.
Well, not anymore.
Who's not wearing a uniform?
You know,
go ahead.
You know who was an unhappy person? That cabbie who wouldn't get through.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't get through.
I just want to make sure everyone's cool here and no one gets, taken away.
Well,
be wrong.
The cops are very hostile. They're just keeping the traffic flowing.
That's fine. As long as it sticks to that.
It seems to be that, they're not... The hands aren't on their guns, per se.
Well, yeah.
Let's hit the blue label.
All right, let's cross over the street.
It's really crazy.
Sorry? Obama won.
No, it doesn't.
They're just, trying to control the traffic. I think it's all right. All right, so it looks like the cops have succeeded in getting traffic to go through 8th Street. Doesn't seem to be any major disruptions of people. I think any car honking you're hearing is celebratory.
It completely started over. 8th Street is closed off again.
Yeah, so all they did was they succeeded in moving to Avenue A. That's all they did.
Avenue A and 8th Street. It is completely blocked off once again.
Yeah.
Once again, circumventing the police department of New York by just moving down a block.
You know, on New Year's in Amsterdam, everybody just doesn't do anything all day. They just shut down.
Look at the cabbie right there.
Yeah.
He's outside his cab.
Oh, yeah.
On his door.
That's great.
His shirt in the air.
That's great.
Ed, I'm about to head to Grant Park to talk to everyone gathered there, but I wanted to write to you first.
Yeah.
You wrote to me first. We just made history, and I don't want you to forget how we did it. You made history every single day during this campaign. Every day you knocked on doors, made a donation, or talked to your family, friends, and neighbors about why you believe it's time for change. I want to thank all of you who gave your time, talent, and passion to this campaign. We have a lot of work to do to get our country back on track. And I'll be in touch soon about what comes next. But I want to be very clear about one thing. All of this happened because of you. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Everyone's out of tune. I don't know.
Oh, there you are.
Let's see the day where the Star Spangled Banner was slung on St. Mark's.
Yes, he did. Every brotherhood from Wow. Well, you won't see me come out of a show that way very often.
Wow, yeah. And a great, great moment there documented.
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea what to expect when I went into the city. And all of a sudden, just to see that unfurl in front of you. I mean, I'm glad I had the recorder with me because I don't think I could have explained it to anybody.
And, of course, it will never happen again, or maybe it will, that the national anthem is sung in St. Mark's. But quite an amazing, amazing evening. Some great broadcasts you can't get anywhere else right here on WUSB.
Yes, and we hope that people weren't bored by that. They stuck with it, mm-hmm. and they felt like they were a part of it. And now maybe they'll feel a little bit more enthused about calling in and supporting this place so we can continue to share the world with you in our various ways, whether it be by news, by personal experience, by music, all the different ways we've done that over the decades.
Right. And we still do have a couple of those special 2600 premiums available, only for about, 2 minutes?
About two more minutes, yeah. So
give us a call, 631-632-9872, 631-632.
WUSB.
That's right,
WUSB. So now
632 WUSB. Give us a call right now. Pledge anything.
Finn is in here now. He's coming up next. And you were pretty riveted to the radio over the last 45 minutes or so.
Absolutely.
And I hope that that means that people out there are also riveted and that they're willing to show their support, to invest in this place, to keep radio stations like this going. I got to tell you, it's not cheap, okay? You got to pay for the people to, you know, go out there and capture the sound. You got to pay for the talent sitting behind the microphone. You got to pay for the engineers.
Wait, you got to pay for the people
on the phone. Hold on. You got to pay for all kinds of executives and corporate people, and then you got to pay for all sorts of other consultants that you got to get. That's what the radio business is.
Wait a minute now. I didn't get my check yet.
Oh, do I have the commercial radio spiel again?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong one. Oh, no, that's what I say when I'm on commercial radio because, you know, the people don't get a choice there. You have to pay for that. They don't ask you for it. They take the money from you. We're asking you to help support us because we don't pay anybody. We do this all on our own. We do it out of love and insanity.
That's right. Because we're crazy and because we love it and we hope we're doing something for the community. We hope you love it. We hope you enjoy it. All of our money right here goes to just pay the bills. That's
mm-hmm.
LIPA. That's the broadcast tower. That's the phone bills here.
Absolutely.
That's it. If you guys were to be in here, you'd see that most of this equipment here hasn't been changed since 1977.
It's incredible. The day I walked into this place, which was 1977, actually, it's the same equipment. It's the same board. It's incredible. And it still works. And that's a testament to our diligence in making more out of nothing.
That's right.
And we have to. It's the only way to survive.
We run on a very tight budget here. We need your help to keep going, to keep this radio station going. Give us a call, 631-632-9872. Grab some of those 2600 premiums. There are many other premiums out there, too, CDs, et cetera, et cetera. Great swag from the station. Lots of stuff. Give us a call.
Look at that. No
phone
calls.
Tell us you love us.
No phone calls.
631-632-9872.
You realize just one person out there has the power to make us happy just by calling that number and pledging whatever it is they can afford?
It doesn't take much, guys. You got to give us a call.
You have to have a phone.
We're sad here, and we need to hear that phone ringing.
I mean, was it all for nothing? Did I plunge into that crowd with a microphone and risk my neck for nothing? is that what it's all about? Because, you know, I want to do things like that in the future. I've been to North Korea for this show. I've been to Cuba. I've been, you know, all over the place. And I try to capture as much as possible. And, of course, we take phone calls many of the other weeks that we're here. We talk about world events. We've seen things change. We've seen the Iraq War start, and we've seen Barack Obama get elected. There's all kinds of things in the future, but our future needs to be secure, and the only way for that to happen is for our funds to continue coming, and that's where you come in.
Right. If you just want to hear the corporate media end of things, that's fine. That's great. Then mm-hmm. don't listen. Don't contribute.
Yeah, they wouldn't be listening now if they wanted to hear that. If you're listening now, that means you must want to hear something that we're doing.
Yes, something that's different, something that's not out there, something where you can't get this information anywhere else. Certainly can never hear Emmanuel's show, what we heard tonight. Anywhere like this.
No, nobody
this
else was, will have me.
This was
the only place
this
I'm
is
welcome.
A report. I remember last week, I was still manning the phones. Emmanuel was hopping into his car, heading into the city right after his show to find out what was going on firsthand so we could all hear it.
Yes, it's
really a real story.
If you listen to that documentary, by the way, and if you can listen to it online at www.2600.com/offthewall, you'll hear at the beginning, we're so tentative. We didn't know what to expect when we walked outside. We thought, hey, maybe we'll be the only people walking around with a bottle of champagne and we'll get in trouble.
You figured cynical New York, right?
Yeah, you know, I never know what to expect, but people always surprise me. And then all of a sudden, just to see it unfurl in front of us, it was the most incredible, energizing thing. And it's a high I think we're still riding. And I know a lot of people are eager to come down off the high and start, looking, to pessimism and things like that. There's plenty of time for that. Don't worry. There'll be plenty to be pessimistic about. But for now, I think we should be happy. For now, I think we should have hope. And, maybe things will improve. I mean, things already have improved. Where we stand right now, we are in a better shape now than we were a week ago.
Absolutely. And those of you out there who are so cynical about the election, and, I'm a very jaded guy myself, and I have my doubts about what's going to happen. But those of you who are cynical, let's drop it for now and keep the hope going and hope for the best here. And one of the ways to do that is to keep your local media, your local source, WUSB, on the air. And keep the alternative views coming at you.
Ask yourself, would you have heard something like this on any other station? Would you have heard something like what you're about to hear on Finn's show on any other station?
Oh, definitely not.
That kind of music. No, you don't. There's a reason for that. I know what the reason is.
I think I do.
They just don't have any guts. So you don't want to do anything at all outside the norm.
631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Give us a call.
Even though we're over 7 o'clock, and I'm sorry about that, Finn, we need to get you on the air right away. But I do want to point out the 2600 premiums, which technically expired 3 minutes ago. As long as it's still within a reasonable amount of time, we're going to be offering them. For $75, you'll get the two sweatshirts. That's a WUSB sweatshirt, hooded sweatshirt, and a 2600 hooded sweatshirt. So if you like hooded sweatshirts, that's the deal for you.
Cool.
And you also get a 2600 telephone security t-shirt. So that's for a pledge of $75. It's an amazing deal. But even more amazing than that is the $250 deal, which people have been taking advantage of.
Yes.
100 DVDs of our last conference, the Hackers on Planet Earth conference, with all kinds of amazing speakers, some of the brightest people in the world, some of the most entertaining people in the world.
Jello Biafra was there?
Yeah, Jello Biafra was there. Kevin Mitnick was there. Mm-hmm. The guy who hosts Mythbusters, forgetting his name. But my mind just draws a blank sometimes. Yeah,
he's on the DVDs.
I'm
going to
say Ben Savage, but I know that's not right. It's all kinds of personalities, all kinds of people that come by and lend their expertise and share stories and things like that. You can be a part of that. You can get 100 DVDs that have every single talk on them just for a pledge of $250. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB.
Guys, give us a call right now.
All right. Finn is coming up next.
And I got to tell you, my heart was racing that particular evening, and this will reflect that.